Invasive species are no strangers to Wisconsin waters. Zebra mussels and round gobies and aquatic plants like Eurasian water milfoil have taken root in a number of places, throwing off food chains and threatening native species. The quagga mussel poses a threat as well. They're now in the first inland lake in Wisconsin, the large, popular Geneva Lake. A DNR team recently began puzzling out the quagga mussel's prevalence and its long-term impact. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Last week at the public boat launch in Williams Bay, DNR aquatic invasive species biologist Patrick Sewula layered up for a breezy morning. He and a couple colleagues loaded equipment onto the DNR's no-frills 20-foot flat-bottom workboat. The purpose of the mission, to learn more about the invasive quagga mussels in Geneva Lake.
We want to go and answer some big picture questions today, like, are these present at various depths? Are they present in deep areas only, shallow areas? Are they co-occurring with zebra mussels?
So here's the backstory. Both zebra and quagga mussels don't belong here. They're native to faraway waters, including the Caspian Seas. The mussels made their way into our world, not intentionally, into the Great Lakes aboard commercial cargo ships discharged ballast water.
Zebra mussels came in the Great Lakes in the 1980s.
About 10 years later, they hitchhiked into Wisconsin's inland lakes. For Geneva, the year was 1995. As for quagga mussels, which are bigger and unlike its cousin, the zebra mussel, that has one flat side.
Kind of a D shape, if you will. And if you place them on their side, they'll sit flat. Quagga mussels are curved on all sides.
They moved into the Great Lakes in the 1990s.
We haven't seen them move inland, at least documented, until now.
Sewula's team would be checking for quagga mussels on metal plates.
They're called hesterdendes, is a fancy term. Just a series of plates that you can hang off of a pier or another structure in the lake, and the larval zebra mussels or quagga mussels attach. They attach to the hard surface and start growing. But then, beyond that, some of the stuff we're going to do today is we have a PONAR unit.
Picture one of those grabber machines in an arcade. You try to grab the coolest stuffed animal. In this case, Sewula says.
We lower it to the bottom. It takes a scoop of whatever's on the bottom, which sometimes is sand, sometimes is plants, and obviously if there's mussels present, we would capture those as well.
Zebra mussels have already thrown off Geneva Lake's ecosystem, gobbling up a chunk of the foundation of its food chain. Sewula says time and monitoring will tell what the addition of the quagga will mean.
They're both filter feeding organisms, eating the smaller things in the water column, micronutrients, zooplankton, phytoplankton, makes them less available for larval fish, insects, and kind of the other base of the food web. Do they compete with each other if they can grow in areas where zebra mussels are not?
In other systems, quagga mussels have survived in deeper, colder waters. At its deepest, Geneva Lake is 135 feet. There's no stopping quagga mussels here now, Sewula says.
Once introduced to a water body, there's currently no available control means at the scale large enough. It's either cross-prohibitive or the chemicals that would have to be used are highly toxic to everything else.
But several organizations have and continue to look out for Geneva Lake's health. Recent UW-Madison grad Henry Huss interned for one of them, the Geneva Lake Environmental Agency, over the summer. In fact, Huss, who grew up here on the lake, was the person who spotted the quagga mussels just steps away from this boat launch.
What we were really doing, we were just looking at the snails and stumbled across a couple shells that looked out of the ordinary. I've been here on this lake long enough to know I haven't seen that before.
Because it was the first inland lake known to have quagga mussels, I realized that we were going to have to change the way that we manage the lake to sort of minimize the damage.
That's Karen Yancey, Executive Director of Geneva Lakes Conservancy. It's spearheading a comprehensive lake management plan that will update a 2008 version. It's likely to try to strike a delicate balance. Geneva Lake is a highly popular tourist and boating destination, drivers of the local economy. But when it comes to environmental impacts, Yancey says,
all of the invasive species in the lake have been brought in by boats that have been on other lakes and brought them here.
The Conservancy and other partners initiated a Clean Boat, Clean Waters program.
But we took that really a step further, and we've been educating property owners all around the lake on the importance of clean boats and making sure that they're cleaning out their ballast and any other things that have clung to their boats from their use in other lakes.
Yancey says they'll continue to build on those programs, and she's counting on the new comprehensive management plan in the works to lead to even greater collaboration among Geneva Lakes organizations. The plan will outline everything from how tributaries, there are 50, that feed into the lake are impacting its quality, to the density of development, and the importance of environmental corridors around the lake. Yancey says the plan will also look to influences outside the watershed.
Part of our new management plan is going to call for communications to those tourists and visitors to tell them why it's important that they also help us to keep a lake with clean water for the future.
As for last week's DNR exploratory survey, biologist Patrick Sawula's team found quagga mussels, including at depths of 40 feet. They are co-occurring with zebra mussels in shallower waters. Based on the quagga's size, Sawula suspects they've been in Geneva Lake for multiple years. Sawula hopes news of this invasion can help prevent the spread of quagga mussels to more Wisconsin inland lakes. State law requires that boaters clean, drain, and dry their vessels when they move out of a lake. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.